Venetian rowing in a nutshell. The Voga Veneta or Venetian rowing is the traditional Venetian rowing technique in which rowers are standing up, facing forward and resting the oar in a special oarlock called forcalla. It is a pleasant rowing style not only because it allows you to see where you are going, but because it is extremely efficient. A recent study confirms that to transport 3 people plus the weight of the boat, half a ton, a gondolier consumes the same amount of energy as he does walking. Another advantage of this style is the maneuverability. The gondolier is able to carry out every maneuver, starting off, right angle turns, slow or sudden stops, moving sideways or backwards, without changing his position. The different types of Venetian rowing. There are 3 types of Venetian rowing. First and foremost, the method with a single rower using a single oar, the oar also acting as rudder, a la Valesa Na, with a single rower using 2 crossed oars, and the method with 2 or more rowers, normally an even number, on alternate sides of the boat. In each case, the most important role is played by the oarsman at the stern. Advantages and challenges of the Venetian rowing. The use of a single oar, with the resulting lateral space saving, is indispensable in the narrow Venetian canals. In fact, when 2 gondolas arrive from opposite directions, the oar can be passed under the approaching boat, or, as the oar is not closed in an oarlock, it can be lifted from the forcalla and aligned along the length of the hull. It is obvious, though, that if you row from only one side of the boat it will go round in circles, so a technique was developed to keep the boat on a straight course. The stroke can be divided into 2 phases, the push during which the oarsman immerses the blade vertically and pushes on the shaft of the oar, and the return in which the oar is moved to its starting point. After the push stroke, the gondolier prepares to straighten the boat with a return stroke. While the push is fairly intuitive, the return is a complex movement in which the oar is kept underwater and is brought to its starting point, keeping the forward edge of the blade inclined downwards. This rudder effect is used to correct the direction of the boat. More about the Venetian rowing technique. Of course, if the return stroke were the equivalent of a reverse push stroke, the boat would point in the right direction but would remain more or less motionless. Thus, every possible technique is used to reduce the braking effect of the return stroke so as to gain the maximum forward motion. It is no wonder that single oar regattas are considered the university of Venetian rowing. They require strength and stamina, but also technique, style and experience. As well as the rowing technique, the fact that the boat leans to the right helps to correct the direction. This deviation is obtained by moving the load, or the rowers, to the right, or even, as is the case with the gondola or the pupper negation N, by building boats which are bent. Due to their asymmetric form, these boats tend to follow a path to the right. A word about the peculiar Venetian oarlock. The forcalla, the beautiful Venetian oarlock, has such a peculiar shape as it gives the rower the possibility of pivoting its oars on different spots. The oarlock makes it possible to row forward slowly, row forward fast, turn quickly, slow down, row backward, and finally stop the boat. What else has to be noted is the fact that the forcalla is not an oarlock. The forcalla, in fact, is open and the oar can be quickly removed from it, making it possible to promptly park the boat or avoid striking other boats with it. Traditional Venetian boats. For the vast majority of tourists who spend just a few hours in Venice, all the boats in the canals are gondolas. In actual fact, there are at least 100 types of boat, each of which were developed to respond to a specific need. The salient characteristics of these boats are the flat bottom that enables the boat to reach the furthest recesses of the lagoon, the rowing style a la Veneta where the oarsman faces forwards and uses the characteristic rowlocks, forcalla, the large rudder that also functions as a keel fin and which can be adjusted to adapt to the depth of water available, and the lug sails and rigging. Another characteristic shared by all types of Venetian boats, even those used for the humblest task, is their extraordinary elegance. There are indeed plenty of gondolas in Venice, but not every rowing boat is a gondola. Gondolas are a very specific type of boat that has a precise shape and size. Gondoliers row black gondolas, and in some regattas you can see colorful gondolas. Over the centuries, Venetians have created many different types of boats, dozens of which are still in use today. A gondola is only one, extremely beautiful, type of rowing boat. Calling every boat a gondola would be the same as calling every dog a Doberman or every car a Cadillac. Gondola and variants. The family of the gondola is vast and varies in, as well as the most well-known type, boats destined for specific uses such as the version for regattas and those used to cross the Grand Canal called Barchetta Massoche or de Tregato. There are also narrower versions such as the Gondolin de Regatta, the Gondolin de Fresco, the Mussine, the Bellottina, the Fusoliera, the Gondoletta de Fresco and the Barchetta Acqua di Gambaro and others that are larger used to represent rowing clubs. The latter have names based on the number of oarsmen they are built to carry, Gondolana Otto, Diasona, 10 oarsmen, Dodasona, 12, Quattordasona, 14, Distationa, 18. Gondola. The gondola is, without doubt, the most well-known boat in the world. Even those who have never visited Venice recognize it immediately because of its unmistakable shape, the metal ornament on its bow, ferro di prua, and the unusual style of rowing. As well as being undeniably elegant, the gondola is perfectly suited to the lagoon environment thanks to a series of solutions that are adopted during its construction. Like all the other lagoon boats, it has a flat bottom to allow it to float in very shallow water. The most important feature is its longitudinal asymmetry. The keel is not straight but curves towards the right so that the gondola floats leaning to the right. This counterbalances the propulsion of the single oar, which would tend to move the boat to the left. Its basic measurements are length between the tops of the posts, measured diagonally 10.725 meters, overall length, including the metal ornaments at the bow and stern, 11.03 meters, width between planking 133.5 centimeters, overall width 143.75 centimeters, width between planking at the bottom, 96.8 centimeters, height of construction on the right 50 centimeters, on the left 52, 4 centimeters, maximum asymmetry taken between the mezzeria and the line joining the posts, with the boat in construction, 20.36 centimeters. Sandali and variants. One of the most widely used lagoon boats, measuring between 5 and 9 meters, it has a forward-leaning straight stem and a straight transom. There are many variants of the sandalo to adapt it to a wide range of uses, from fishing, sandalo alla ciosota, sandalo buranello, sandalo samparoto, sandalo de Fagia, to use as a pleasure craft and for regattas, mascherata, puperin, to hunting, sciopin, to transporting people, sandalo de barcarial, etc. Other common boats, cargo boats and fishing boats. Baitla. Baitla is a generic name used to describe many types of boat. In this case, it designates a lagoon boat that can be used with oars and sails, without a deck, built in two types, the Baitla Buranella and the Baitla Acqua di Gambaro. The first has a transom, while the second has a rounded stern with an elegantly raised stem. We think that the term Barchetta Acqua di Gambaro, often used as a synonym, is more slender and more similar to a gondola. Caorlina. The Caorlina is a beautiful lagoon boat, with symmetrical, rounded bow and stern, crescent-shaped stems with vertical ends and parallel sides. The boat is capacious without being ungainly. Only a few examples built to traditional techniques have survived, but many replicas have been made in marine plywood as pleasure boats or for regattas. It can be used both with oars, up to 6 oarsmen, and with sails. It was used for transport and for a style of fishing known as seregia, in which case a camarotto, low cabin, was built for the fishermen. See also everything you need to know about La Festa della Senza, the day Venice celebrates its union with the sea. Topo or Battello di Pisso. The Topo is a lagoon and coastal boat with a flat bottom, between 6 and 14 meters long. It has rounded sides and stern with a curved vertical stem and a forward-reaching curved bow. Many variations exist which are denominated according to the area of the lagoon they originated in and the use to which they are put. Battello a Pisso, Musso or Musetto, Tepido, Topo Mestartu, Topo Venetian, Battello col Filo. It was used for transport and fishing with oars and lug sails. It is now motorized, mototopo, or with the stern cut straight, topa. The Topo is the most widely used lagoon transport boat. Topa. Currently the Topa is a lagoon boat similar to a mouse but with a mirrored stern instead of a round one, on which an outboard motor can easily be installed. It has had great success thanks to its versatility, as it can easily go by motor, rowing and sailing, so much so that it is also manufactured as standard in fiberglass. The tope are from 6.5 to 7.30 meters long and about 1.70-1.90 wide. The place of Venetian rowing in local life. Rowing and daily life in Venice. Most of the time, Venetians prefer to move by foot. Moving by foot is the fastest and most efficient means of transportation in Venice. If you know how to get to your destination, of course. Most Venetians use public transportation when necessary, as when water must be crossed. Rowing boats are mainly used for sport or for the pleasure of rowing itself. Motor boats are mainly used for transportation of goods and during days off for enjoying the lagoon. Rowing and social life. The Remire, rowing clubs, are undoubtedly one of the few places, maybe the best places, for social gathering and interaction between the people living in Venice. To the rest of the world, the Voga Veneta is the technique used by the gondolieri, but for the locals, the Voga Veneta means so much more, both for the younger generation and for the older generations, regardless of gender or wealth. It's unsurprising to see a much older rower teaching or just going out for some healthy activity with a rower who still has some baby teeth. Since both the techniques and the boats have substantially been unchanged over thousands of years, the Voga Veneta can be seen as one of the strongest ties to the past, as well as a tradition that keeps the city and its citizens' identity alive, deserving therefore to be protected and promoted just like the Remire are doing. Women in rowing. The female participation in rowing and regatta faded for several decades after World War II, but in the past 10 years women are becoming every year more active, growing in number, strength and motivation every year, making the female rowers the greatest, and much needed, boom in the rowing world. Rowing is a competitive sport. An important part of the practice of the people who row for sports are the competitions. Regattas in English, are Voga Veneta races performed on traditional Venetian boats. The first regattas took place in Venice in 942 CE, over 1,000 years ago. Regate can be divided in two major groups, those organized by the city municipality and those organized by the rowing clubs. Every year there are a total of 8 regate comunali organized by the city municipality, which are considered to be official, while the number of non-official races is much greater. Together, they create a busy calendar for regatta lovers who could easily spend most of their weekends racing or cheering throughout the year. Experiencing the Venetian rowing as a tourist. There are several ways for you to experience the Venetian rowing and discover Venice from the water, in a slow and delicious way. Whether you are feeling like chilling or getting hands-on, you will find a way that suits you to experience this centuries-old know-how. We list them below. Gondola and Sandalo Tour. A slow, romantic and ecological way to discover Venice is to be rowed around by an expert rower. Whether you choose a gondola or a sandalo, a ride will take you for a 25 minutes round trip along the smaller and quieter canals in the surroundings of your starting point. Gondoliers and sandalisti know their tours well and will usually be able to tell you interesting stories and anecdotes about the area you're visiting. A gondola can welcome up to 6 people, a sandalo 4, and both have a cost of €80 for a 30 minutes tour during the daytime. Here's our tip if you're considering taking a gondola tour: avoid boarding a gondola in the most iconic areas, especially during the busiest months. The gondola stations at Rialto, San Marco, and Bacino Orsolo are the go-to places of many big tourist groups. You might end up waiting in line for hours before being able to board your gondola, and will spend your tour as part of a gondola train, with several other gondolas ahead and behind you. Instead, take a gondola, or a sandalo, when you see only one or two docked in a little canal. Take a rowing class. If you are looking for an hands-on experience of the Venetian rowing, an even better alternative to discover and admire Venice from the water, is to take a private Venetian rowing class. During these unique activity, you will be walked through the basic of the technique and coached while you learn by doing by rowing your boat in Venice Canal with the help of an expert rower. In our opinion, this is an extraordinary way to see Venice from the water, to discover a beautiful residential area of the city, and to try your hands on a traditional activity that is older than Venice itself. You can book your private 90 minutes walking tour plus 90 minutes. Attend an event, participate in the celebration of Venetian rowing. Regata Storica. The Regata Storica is the main Voga alla Veneta, or Venetian rowing, event of the year. Today it is internationally known for its spectacular historical parade of 16th-century boats and rowers in period costumes. Besides the evergreen beauty of the boats and the costumes, the Regata Storica is locally much appreciated for its rowing boats races that will see the athletes battling all through the Grand Canal, in an extraordinary context of beauty, history and loud cheering. The four races are divided by type of boats, and category of ages or genders, juniors, women, men on Caroline and men on Gondolini. Festa della Censa. Festa della Censa dates back to 1177, when the Pope Alessandro III and the Emperor Frederick Redbeard signed the peace bill between the papacy and the emperor. As a propitiatory gesture for this important event, the Doge would throw a golden ring into the lagoon, to celebrate the marriage between Venice and the sea. Nowadays, a parade made of traditional Venetian boats, led by the Serenissima, rows from San Marco to the Lido and, at the arrival, throws a symbolic ring to celebrate once more the eternal tie between Venice and the sea. Attend one of the many events on the rowing season calendar. Official regate are competitions for the best Venetian rowers, divided by gender and age, and as such only the strongest, most capable and trained athletes will take part to the qualifiers and possibly compete in the Regata Comunale. Non-official regate can be very competitive and strict, or they can be held just for fun, or to give a chance also to those who are a bit older, not well trained or have just started rowing. Some regate organized by clubs can be extremely fun to do and stunning or amusing to watch, so we thought of making a short list of those that we believe are the most amazing and entertaining to watch. Regata della Befana, every Epiphany, on the 6th of January, rowers that are over 60 years old dress up as a Befana, a sort of old witch, and compete against each other on the Grand Canal. Regata di Carnival, on Carnival, every man and woman team shows his combined carnival costumes and battles the opponents on Grand Canal. The victory goes to the team who gets the highest score by combining their ranking in the regatta and their ranking in the costume originality. The great costume maker Stefano Nicolau gives the ranking of the costumes. Regata dei Babbi Natali, in the beginning of December, rowers dress up as Santas and compete all of Alisana, one person per boat, rowing with one or on each side, on the Grand Canal. Regata del Dun, every first Sunday of March, six women on every Carolina compete in this beautiful regatta that starts at Giudecca and finishes at the Chiesa di Santa Maria della Salute, to celebrate the International Women's Day, which is on the 8th of March.